Hey, what is up, everybody? This is Rob Rivera.
And this is Rob Rucha.
And you're listening to the Robcast Podcast. Welcome back.
Welcome to the Robcast Podcast.
And today we have a very, very, very cool guest. We have toured with this band last year on the Kings and Queens tour, and it was a really killer tour. God, it seemed like it was almost 6 months, but it was 2 months.
It was a long one. You guys were out for a while.
It was a long tour, and it was the first time I was actually touring with them. We have done shows with them in the past, played with them in Australia, done radio shows, and we just kept talking about possibly doing a tour. When the time came right, it happened, and we had also, who else did we have? We had Sumo Psycho on that tour, and Islander. Mm-hmm. And Kane Hill did a couple dates, but the drummer got hurt, so Islander came and replaced and finished out the rest of the run. Really, really good tour. It was so cool to play to so many different people and a different audience. And I think all the bands, every band killed it. I know every band killed it every night. I mean, it was a super energetic show from start to finish.
It was also a super fun time to be out, like, as a band, I would imagine, because the shows I came out to record, you guys seemed like everybody was getting along like a family in a way. Like, you guys were, you know, like, Sumo would be grilling after shows, and then, like, the Butcher Babies, you know, would all be hanging out. Everybody would be hanging out by the buses, talking, you know, just like an after show party without a party.
Yeah, every day was some kind of interaction. Like, before the set, we watch their VIPs. It's our VIPs. You know, we watch them sound check. They watch us sound check. It was a lot of interaction and a lot of, like, after show hangouts, you know, and somebody would come to our bus or crew, or we go to theirs, you know. And same with Sumo, they hung out a lot. Islander hung out. It was really cool. It was a very awesome family vibe, and we kind of already knew that going in, seeing that we'd known them for so long and we had talked about it and seen each other at festivals. We follow all of us follow each other on social media. We comment on our stuff, so, or like something. So it was really cool to actually go out on the road with them. It was one of the bands we had on the list that we had given to management at the time and said, you know, if we can have the Butcher Babies, that'd be a really cool tour.
So we're going to play a track from the Butcher Babies album, Take It Like a Man, a song called Gravemaker. Before that, check out our good friend Scott over at Good Company with Bowling. Good Company is a high-quality YouTube show where Scott interviews artists, runs through their albums, talks shop. He has Nathan Mowry and his crew from Kind Punk filming and editing. Nathan filmed the last few Fozzy videos. Scott has interviewed artists such as Head from Korn, Elias from Nonpoint, Jose Mengen, Crobat, Sonny from POD, Rich Ward from Fozzy, and a bunch of other artists. You can check out Good Company under all social media by looking up Good Company with Bowling, or check out his website, scottgoodcompany.com.
Grandma! Hello.
Is this Miss Heidi Shepherd?
This is. Hi.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Just hanging out. Chicago is getting warmer, so it's not bad. I'm excited about the change of weather.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sitting here in sunny LA, so,
thanks for rubbing that in.
I'm sending you my sunny vibes.
Oh, please do. Well, thank you, Heidi, for coming on to the show. We really appreciate you taking time out. And from what I understand, today is your birthday?
Yes, I'm 29.
29? I was going to say you're 21.
I'm kidding. No, I'm turning 34 today. So crazy.
Awesome. So before we get into any talking, I think there's something that we need to do for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Heidi.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you.
That was some beautiful harmony, guys. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
It was really beautiful. Thank you. For mine or Henry's, well, pretty much anyone's birthday, we always play the Vandals birthday song. So it's like, fuck you, it's my birthday. <That's> It's awesome. My birthday, I'll do what I say.
Awesome. So what have you done on your birthday so far?
I slept in. It was really nice. Yeah. Actually, I got home. I work at a cannabis shop here in LA, and I got home a little after midnight last night, and my brother had decorated the whole house. He had a cake out, everything, and surprised. It was super cute. So, and then I got to sleep in today, and we're going to go to some pet-friendly breweries around town today.
Nice.
Yeah, so I can bring my little dog to party with me.
How is your little dog doing?
She's good.
Was that Toki?
Toki, she was the bus dog. She was on the tour and barked at me.
Isn't there a towel with her on it? Like, wasn't there a beach towel?
Oh, for Chuck. Was it for Chuck? Yeah.
I remember
that. Yeah, just so she can always be with Chuck.
Yeah, she barked at me every single time. I tried to be as nice as I could.
Yeah, but she ended up loving on you.
She did. By the end of the tour, she got used to me.
Yes, very true.
How does this cannabis shop working out for you?
It's really good. You know, when I'm home, I like to do it. It's great hours. I get, it's just a little extra money. And also I can write when it's slow. And it's really nice because I can just work while I write, and I really enjoy it. I actually don't smoke weed, but I enjoy the science and everything behind it, and it's fun. It's fun to work in that industry.
That's awesome.
And the people are great.
That's awesome. I mean, I read about that, and I see how you promote it on social media, so I figured you're doing pretty good on it. So
yeah, it's really fun. My shop is nice. I've actually worked with this company for 6 years, I've been in it for a long time.
Oh, awesome. So now you were saying that you write while you work when it's slow, right?
Yeah. So, there's certain times of the day where it's definitely a lot slower than other points. And so I take advantage of that, and we're writing our fourth album right now. So it's perfect. I get to sit and just listen to the jams we're writing and throw down some lyrics, come up with some melodies, record it in my voice memos, the way we do.
Awesome. So let me ask you now, having two vocalists in the band, when you write, do you know pretty much right before, right at the get-go, do you know this part's going to be mine, this is going to be Carla's, and how do you guys work that out?
You know, I think when we're finished writing the song all together, and we come up with the way the melody's gonna go, the way the vocal pattern's gonna go, I think each part ends up calling for the other voice, or our voices together, or the back and forth. And then sometimes we have to fight to the death, but that's only, rarely. No, it's pretty fluid and really easy. Carla and I have been working together for well over a decade now, and so the way we write really works well together. I mean, in a sense, we really do finish each other's sentences when it comes to our writing. And it's really easy nice.
You know what's really cool, too, is, I mean, when you're writing a song, now you have two different lyrical people. You both write lyrics for the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool because now whatever subject you're talking about has come from two different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what's really interesting is when we sit down to write an album, we'll free write by ourselves all the time. You know, we're always writing, always coming up with stuff. And then we'll sit down and we'll have a lot of the same topics on accident, which is really cool. And then if we come up with a topic together, we, you know, just bouncing off each other, bouncing ideas back and forth. And, you know, the boys will chime in every once in a while, like, oh, this would sound cool here. This rhythm would go great here. One of our most popular songs, Monsters Ball, actually, Henry wrote that chorus because he was like, this would be so bouncy and cool right here. And you know, it's just everyone kind of has, you know, freedom to do whatever they want, write whatever they want. I like to sit in with the music being written, too, to kind of like give my viewpoints on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's also helpful because, I mean, once you hear it in the, you mean you're talking about being in the room with the guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, this would sound great. Halftime, you know, I do like my vocalist talk. Can you do the chung chung here and the beep beep there and the, you know?
Well, you know, that's cool because, you know, it's better to probably be in a room together. And I'm a firm believer of this, being in the room together with everybody, because once if they send you a demo of a song, so, you know, they might be set on that's how they want to do it. And it's cool that everybody's there. That way, when it's all said and done, everybody gave their opinion on it.
Absolutely. And it's so important for us as a band to do that because I feel like that's what keeps us all interested. You know, not every day is like the best day ever, you know, on tour, but you get up there and you get to perform something that you poured your heart and soul into. And so it keeps people, you know, motivated and interested in staying out on the road when they're missing their families, their pets and everything. And I'm sure you know that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So, quick question. This is the other Rob.
Yes, awesome.
With a recording side of things with you guys, do you guys record simultaneously? Do you do your parts and then Carla does her parts? Or is it necessary for you guys to be doing it together? And how does that work logistically?
You know, we typically do not stay in the vocal booth together. We have done that before, but I think it just works better for us to do it separate. And you just get better takes that way.
Sure.
And our recording styles are very different as well. You know, just the way that if we do like full sentences or, you know, like sometimes she's better at timing than I am, or I've got like, you know, the rhythm down better or vice, you know, back and forth like that. So we split it up in that sense.
I just wondered if it was something because I'm seeing you guys live and you do it together and it works really well. Yeah. Is it awkward if you're in the studio with headphones and you don't hear her part and you're trying to figure it out? Does she have to be there first? Do you have to be there first for her to do her part? Is there something that works better than other, you know, methods? Because I've never done it before with two people that are like that.
Yeah. We'll do a demo. And we'll have the demo kind of in the back. So I'll have her vocals kind of in there.
So a scratch.
But it's okay.
Yeah,
scratch vocals. But it's okay if they're not, too, because we typically know the song enough and have gone over it enough to be able to do it without each other in it. And plus, the funny thing about Carla and I is, like, okay, we cannot look at each other on stage unless it's planned.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Because we're both the kind of people, like, we have these little inside things. Like, well, if we have, like, looks, we'll start look at each other a certain way. We bust up laughing. It's just the way that we work. So in the studio, it'd be impossible.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah, me and Elias on tour, we have those special faces that we make. And he'll, like, actually stop singing because he's laughing. So he tries not to come over to me. But I get that because, see, that's a real cool connection that you have. Because me and Elias, we do that all the time on the bus. We have those faces when we hear something funny or somebody's talking about something. You know, we have that. We've known the guy for 23 years. So, I mean, we know our little quirks. And when those faces are they're funny because we know what's going on in our heads.
Yeah, and like there's certain things in songs, like when we wrote them or recorded them, like, oh, that sentence sounds really good. And then, you know, later on, it sounds like something that we didn't write. Like, we have a song called Give Me Reason. And back in the day, we're like, oh, shit, that sounds like Give Me Raisins. So
like, that's awesome.
So if we look at each other doing that, it's like, give me raisins. We can't. Or even in Monsters Ball, there's there's something, I can't remember exactly where it's at, but it's like, it says farted instead of started or something like that. So we can't look at each other.
Oh my God. Because that's probably something you did in the studio. And every time you hear the song, it's like it's in your head.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It like becomes part of the song for some reason. So, yeah, you know, but yeah. Now going back, I mean, you guys have been a band since 2009, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so how were those early years? I mean, I did a post not too long ago talking about female-fronted musicians, how somebody always says, they're a female-fronted band. But nobody ever says, oh, that's a male-fronted band. You know, so right. I made that post. I mean, how do you, in those early years, was that like an issue? Or because there's a band out of Chicago that actually sent out a demo to a promoter. And promoter said, I didn't know you guys were female-fronted. You didn't specify that in the email. So my friend answers, well, is that that's not even a genre.
Right. And you know, what does that even mean?
Yeah. So it was really confusing. So it really irks me when people say female fronted, because to me, it's all equal. So, you know, how did you feel like, well, did anybody make you feel weird coming up in the scene? Did you have any challenges you had to get through?
Oh my goodness. It was insane. I mean, to me, the way that I viewed it, it was a double-edged sword. And when we first started, even because Carla and I were in a band together before we started Butcher Babies as well, which it dealt with the same stuff. And it was, you know, there weren't very many females in the extreme metal side. I mean, a handful at best. And I mean, at least that were big that I knew of. And it wasn't normal. It was something that people looked at as almost taboo, if you will. But then also as a double-edged sword, like some people were like, oh, wow, a girl in a band, I've got to hear this. Or some people are like, a girl in a band, I want nothing to do with this, let alone two girls in a band together in the metal world. And so it was something that we definitely had to battle with, like every single time we played, every single time. I mean, all day, every day, basically. But as the years have gone by, it's definitely become more of a positive thing. And I think we've seen a ginormous shift where a lot of the females are coming out and being like, I feel like I can do this and I can be just as good as the boys, and if not better, as it should be. You know, we're all equal in our talents and passions. And so it was really unique to see that shift happening in the middle of these past 10 years.
That's, you know, awesome. Like, and you know what, there's been a whole bunch of, well, female fronted, so I have to be the cliche thing. There's so many more bands with female singers coming out than ever before.
And, you know,
I mean, there's like, you know, Arch Enemy, you got Lacuna Coil. Well, they've been around for a while, but you got you guys, you know, you got In This Moment, I think New Year's Day, was that the name of the band?
Yeah.
New Year's Day? And, Hailstorm, killing it on the charts. You know, it's been really cool.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is like, we are all so vastly different. Our bands are very different. Like, there's a lot of similarities because we're women and we sound the same because we're women, but we don't sound the exact same. And it's like, we don't make the same kind of music as New Year's Day. We don't make the same kind of music as Hailstorm at all. But, you know, people do compare us to them because we are girls and we are in the rock world. That's just the way it is and the way it's always going to be while we're in this century, probably.
Yeah.
I just, you know, the thing is like, I've just kind of realized that that's not something that really bothers me anymore. It did at first. I was so gung-ho about, don't call us female-fronted. We're, you know, we're just a metal band and, you know, or a rock band. And, you know, I really hated it. But as time went on, I don't necessarily hate it. I think that it's pretty cool to be a part of a movement that happened while I was in the middle of my career, or am in the middle of my career, I could say, you know, right when I was kind of starting. And I feel like it's really cool to be a part of that and to be, you know, one of the bands that kind of came out when the shift was starting. And so I don't view it as a negative thing when people say female fronted. Sure, I do wish that it would be like, oh, this is going to be a band, a metal band, and let's not like compare women to women. But I am proud to be a part of like this really strong group of women that made an impact in the metal scene. So I'm proud of that.
That's awesome to hear, you know, and I've seen, I mean, I followed your career from when you started. You've played every single U.S. festival. You've been overseas. I think you've really proved to yourselves. And I remember playing with you all in Australia, and we shared a dressing room at one of the shows. And I remember saying specifically that one of the cool things about both you and Carla is I've never really seen many diva moments or any diva moments, to be honest. Like, you guys are very humbled. You know,
thank you.
You know, at least I've never seen that side. I mean, you guys have always been cool. I mean, everybody acts different, but I've really seen that you guys are very, really, you have your heads on straight, and it's really cool.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm so grateful to be where I am. And there's not a day that goes by, you know, on tour that I'm not incredibly grateful for this. And I know that we worked our asses off for years and years and years and really broke down so many barriers and so many stereotypes, if you will, to be able to get where we are. But I am so incredibly grateful to be, like, put in the right place, you know, at the right time, I guess, you know, to meet Carla, to meet the boys, to, for us to have this idea to form this, you know, this monster that we formed. And so I just, you know, I'm grateful for it, and I don't take it for granted, that's for sure.
That's really good to hear, because if that'll show in your music. That'll show, like, you know, if you feel that way, that's going to show in the music. People are going to feel that you're putting your passion behind everything.
Oh, I was going to say, you know, and I really think that in the rock and metal world, people can really sense authenticity too. And I think that, you know, as time has gone on, and yes, it has been 10 years, we've kind of proven. Oh, here's LA coming at you.
We hear it.
Here it is.
It wouldn't it be, it couldn't be a talk with someone in LA without this stuff happening.
Fire. It's a car chase.
This is an authentic LA.
It's a car chase.
Interview.
It's going to be a car chase on the 101 or the 405 or one of those highways. Car chase.
Yeah. Mine's like down Ventura Boulevard. Yeah.
All right.
No, but I really think that, you know, we can sense authenticity, and you can tell when there's, you know, a real person behind it, and a real person with their real emotions, and the people who are writing the music, that it's really them and really part of them. And so, it does come through in music, and I see it in On Point as well.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. So you said writing new music around the beginning of the interview. Where are you at with that? Are you close to be going to the studio? Are you beginning the writing? Are you going to hit the road anytime soon? What's in the future of the babies?
We've been writing since October. And we're going to go into the studio and do some work here in May.
Yeah.
And then probably finish up shortly after that. So cool. Just do a couple weeks in May, and then a couple weeks coming up a month or so after that. No touring plans for 2019. We're really focusing on just making this album. We're in quite a shift in Butcher Babies right now. You know, we've been a signed band since 2012, and we are currently going for a different label now. So it's exciting for us. You know, we had to kind of fight to get out of our last situation.
I understand that.
And so it's such a relief and such like a big open door. And so we're really focusing on what we want to do musically and the sound we're going to have. And we're going to definitely maintain that Butcher Baby sound. You can always tell it's us, but there's going to be, there's a lot of dynamic. There's always been a lot of dynamic. And I feel like holding ourselves to that is the smartest thing. And so we're just kind of playing around with all different stuff, playing around with different producers and just trying different things and seeing what label's going to work best for us. So we're in kind of a fun shift right now. It's awesome.
That is awesome. Well, Heidi, thank you so much for coming onto the show. I really appreciate it. If you want to drop your socials, you can do it right now. Where can you find Butcher Babies at on social media?
Oh, Butcher Babies is just at Butcher Babies everywhere. Or me, I'm Heidi the Butcher. Ha ha. Surprise.
Heidi awesome. The Butcher. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Tell Henry we said what's up and have an awesome birthday. And don't get too drunk. Because I'm glad you called early because you said you weren't going to be drunk.
Rob, you know I don't drink.
What?
No.
No, I don't drink.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's the way it was.
Unless there's a karaoke mic out, and then you know, everybody gets a little drunk.
Awesome. And then everyone drinks. Yes. Exactly. Awesome.
Well, enjoy your birthday. We will talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Thanks, Robs. You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
So there it is, our talk with Heidi Shepherd from Butcher Babies. As you can tell, there's a lot of cool things coming from Butcher Babies, taking their time writing that record, and probably not doing anything until next year, but definitely stay on the lookout. We want to thank Heidi again for coming out and hanging out with us on her birthday.
That was really cool of her.
And took time out of her birthday to come and talk to us. Thank you so much, Heidi. We really appreciate it. Everybody, go online, check out Butcher Babies stuff, and we'll see you all next week.
Peace.
We want to thank all of you for listening to the Robcast podcast. Be sure and subscribe to get notified on all future episodes. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Robcast Podcast. And feel free to send us any comments, suggestions, guest ideas, topics, whatever, at robcastpodcast@gmail.com. That is robcastpodcast@gmail.com. Remember that the Rob has two B's. Enjoy your day.